Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy, the number one fuckboy, the number one fuckboy, the number one fuckboy, Johnny G. Joining me, as always, in the High and Mighty studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Give him a shout. No reaction whatsoever. Also joining me in the High and Mighty studios, longtime friend, first-time guest, Daniel Saint-Germain.
John, it's good to be here.
I'm so pumped you're
here. I like that intro. There's no way to do a good podcast intro.
And there's no way, and I feel like you just lean into the cheesiness.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a better intro than, like, you know, and I like what the fuck, but, like, they're like, lock the gates! You're like, like one of my big pet peeves in comedy is if you get too punk rock with
right.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, that's his quote from... not from Almost Famous. So oh, it's like he's playing his own movie quote. His character screams, lock the gates, as Stillwater drives away. So that's even weirder. He's like playing credits.
You just play guy code quotes?
Oh, it would be up? So similar to the podcast. Yeah,
I played for the 1.5 episodes I was on in the first season before they fired me.
That's where I first met you.
Yeah,
was,
I heard.
And weirdly enough, this will segue naturally into our topic, but... The joke that you told on the first episode I saw of Guy Code that made me think you were the funny was like, I don't eat like a normal person. My last birthday, I ate a birthday cake in the dark, which is something a troll does on their birthday. And just the idea of eating in the dark.
I think that was the only joke of mine that got on the show, so I'm glad you liked it.
It resonated so hard with me where I was like, I think I'm going to... And I just immediately started talking to you.
It's done now, right?
Oh, it's been done for a while. You can tell.
Yeah. I have nothing going on. He said, I have nothing to hold on to. John's outfit right now is fucking crazy.
I do have Hawaiian shorts on, a UCB gay pride
Jimmy
t-shirt.
Buffett had like a baby with Harvey Fierstein. This is what you... That's
my
like.
Fucking dream look. My dream
Wasted
look.
Wasted away in Margaritaville.
Oh, yes, Margaritaville. I look like a fat Richard. Army Hammer from Call Me By Your Name.
I don't know,
no,
man.
Not even.
I just think a fat gay guy. He's trying to be like, I look like a bigger face, bearded, yeah. fatter Ryan Gosling with a perforated asshole.
Just picking the hottest guy. I'm thinking of his short shorts.
Yeah, that's true.
So before we get talking about food bottoms, which is something you and I have both done for pay on Craigslist.
You said, I quote you sometimes in something you said to me, but we'll...
We'll get into it. But before we get there, you shitheads know this. If you rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments, I will read it on the podcast. So, Dan, these are some people who felt the need to log into their iTunes account. Give me 5 stars and then shit on me.
Okay.
This is from Marty Escobar. Good try. This is John's honest attempt at being good and funny, and he comes very close.
That's a great negative
review. Simple 8 words, fucking shatters
me. I did a show at Comic-Con, And it was like me, Mike Lawrence, and two other comics. And they did a review. He goes, Dan St. Germain did the best tonight by getting three chuckles. And I do mean chuckles.
Wow.
It was fucking nuts.
Reviewing a stand-up show with multiple acts on it is a very... Like, if it's not a Netflix special or a Comedy Central special, it feels weird to review. Like, I saw Dan do 12 minutes at Comic-Con, and now I can write about it.
Yeah, that now everyone feels entitled to everything.
Right. And then you like you're not supposed to let it bother you, and then you're you know the quote.
Another quote exactly. I don't know anything good that's been said about me ever. I only remember the bombs.
I can't even remember my.
I just wrapped up. I wrote on Superior Donuts, and I just wrapped up last night. And they literally, I mean, it was the funniest but meanest shit. I pitched a joke that was so bad. And bombed so hard.
Oh, it made it in the episode?
No. They did, because they film everything.
Right.
So for my going away, they isolated that. And then they put my name, like, when your joke bombs afterwards. But, like, it was one of those things where I watched it, and when I saw it, it was terrible. And I'm like, well, it's probably not as bad. And then I rewatched it, and it's worse. Because this girl does the joke, and then the guy reacts, and it's chilling silence. Like, chilling... Like documentary about Chernobyl silence afterwards.
In a multicam sitcom.
And you see the girl who gives the joke register the silence, and you see like her shudder. She goes, and then it goes to the next joke. It's the worst thing I've ever done in my entire life.
And it made it to getting shot. Which
yeah,
is
of course. Yeah. Yeah. You're just scrambling on the floor.
That's awesome. This is from Alexius FBSNE. Clown Globerus is king or something. I don't know what the fuck this is. Grob Anus has, they spell my name wrong all the time and they think that's fun, has pioneered the opposite of ASMR. Let his grating voice
the opposite of ASMR.
And forcefully push down accent make you want to peel your skin off more than the amount of meth that you would have to take in order to want to download the nearly 5 million hastily put together episodes. With how fast these episode numbers go up, it's no wonder Mr. Globerus is overweight. I can only assume since I've never seen him in anything. There's been a rising recurrence of like calling out my lack of TV credits. Because I think one time someone actually kind of hurt my feelings with like calls himself a comedian but mostly just screams on a podcast. And I was like,
he deleted. Yeah.
People are
your wife.
Yeah. Hey, there's 25 of these. One spray painted on my bedroom door. Let me see if I... Oh, here's one last one, one quick one from Zachary Ives called Oh Boy, and just says, gotta have that Jersey marinara snoss. No idea what that means, but I think people saying New Jersey instead of Long Island, they think is like a good dig. So, Dan, let's talk. Enough. Those are the reviews. Send me right. 5 stars. Roast me in the comments. Blah, blah, blah. But now let's get to the meat of the podcast. Now let's get to where you try to talk and I talk over you at least. You
know, yeah, yeah, not the part.
This part you're allowed to talk and good luck. But I'm a fucking egomaniac. Come to my house and let me shout at you.
No, you're good, man.
So, Dan, we have hung out a few times and every right. time we end up talking about the dark side of like food addiction.
Yeah.
As to... comfortable saying two addicts, but two different paths taken with it.
I mean, I've hit a couple different paths with it, but yeah. I mean, there is a story that you told me, and you should retell it, like that you talked about on our podcast, where it was like, it was funny, but it was also like kind of like at the end of it, you're like, oh my God, this is like a Bob Seger. It was told to me in a way of like you cheated on your wife, but she left and you ordered Taco Bell.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
like the amount of Taco Bell that you ordered, and you like couldn't make eye contact with me while you told this story.
I know exactly.
It was
what
like, was how much was it? Was it $70? Was it 40? It was an insane amount of money.
It was like $33, which is like so much Taco Bell for one person.
Well, what was the order again?
It's a couple of CGCs, cheesy gordita crunches, beefy five layer, quesadilla, quesarito. I get a lot of stuff, and I pretend tell myself I'm going to eat just a little bit of it.
and toss it, but I eat everything. And I
did you eat all of it?
That's when I like. That's truly when I realized I had issues with food. Is when I would like.
She was gone for the weekend, yeah, right?
When I that's wait to eat crazy. When she goes out of town, yeah. Well, I'm like, oh, she's leaving. I'm just gonna get high and eat like a monster, and then it's like, wait a minute, that's gross. I felt so like. If you've ever like put something in the garbage can and then move something on top of it, like yeah. That's when you're like in true addict territory. That's like, you know, that's like the Simpsons joke when it's like, do you hide alcohol? And he like lifts the toilet tank off, takes a beer out and like chugs it. He's like, no, that's like me. When you fucking hide food or when you like lie about what you ate to like a loved one, we're like, what'd you have for lunch? You're like, you know, I don't remember. And that's like you fucking blacked out, ate like 2 pounds of mac and cheese.
I had the, yeah, I had that with my now girlfriend. I went to go do a show, and she was like, it was very similar where she thought it was like, she's like, what just happened? And I was like, oh, you know, because we'd had dinner, and I'm like, oh, I had a slice of pizza. She's like, okay, that's fine. You know, you had a slice of pizza after the show, we had dinner, you know, whatever. And I was like, well, it was 2 slices. She goes, all right, okay, yeah, that's, wow. Okay, wow. And I was like, it was 2.5. I threw the rest out. And then she just started laughing. But I cannot stop.
I have no off switch. I never truly feel full until I feel, right? Was that like Louis' old bit where it's like, I go, well, eat until you're full. It's like, I'm either starving or disgustingly stuffed is like the two angles I have. Like, I'm either so hungry or I need to like lie down for, like, I need to get horizontal for a little while.
Yeah, I have too. Is your family emotional eaters? Do you come from?
Yes. My mom certainly
is. Your dad
is.
Passed away.
Yeah. My dad's passed away. My mom is certainly an emotional eater. My brothers are sort of like stoner eaters, but I'm sure there's some level of emotional, but I am like one of those guys, like I was just up for a solid job and I was like, if I get this, I'm fucking like, cause I was supposed to find out like midday while the wife was at work. I'm like, if I get this, I'm going to fucking order some great food, smoke a joint and go ape shit. And then like, I didn't get it. And I did the exact same thing just with like a different kind of overall tone. Which is like the craziest thing. Is like if your celebration and your...
It's the same shit.
Yeah, it's the same shit. I just need an excuse to do it.
I'm bored.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all the same shit.
Yeah, well, I've 3 days in a row of being healthy. I'm like, well, now I'm allowed to go fucking dive in deep. I've been trying to be truly healthier lately, which has been a weird... It's difficult. It's truly difficult for me. I make the poor choice in any given opportunity.
Because
you're looking good. Are you taking care of yourself?
I mean, not really. I'm 230 pounds. I should be, with my frame, like no bigger than 190.
Yeah, I'm 305. I should be like 240.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no like, I'm scared. You got to get under 300 because right. There's no, I don't want to say it.
No, no, you can say it because you're the first person who said that to me and that stuck with me and that's one of the best.
It's like that Bill Burr thing. You don't see a lot of guys who are 300 pounds over 70 or something.
Right. You were like, I think you said at that coffee shop we were hanging out, you were like
9:30 a.m. Yeah,
it's not a lot of 60-year-old 300 pounders. You're like, yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, I get nervous for you, but I, you know, and I'm like, yeah, it's fucking tough, man. Like my girl, like she fucking works out 5 times a week, you know, Pilates, all that shit. She's insane. You know what I mean? Has abs, all that shit. And I just like, it's just not something that I'm fucking
good at. Have you ever been in that? Have you ever been in that mindset? Like, because it's, you know, it's applicable. Like, I've been around people who like are like, oh, we're like on a semi vacation type thing and they're still eating like kind of healthy. And I'm like, oh, we're away for the weekend. They were like, yeah, well, you know, you go away one weekend a month, you can't. And I'm like, oh my God, you're right. Like you have to like work at it. Like you can't just like, it's not, and it's not even, and this is where I get fucked up. It's not even like you must work out 5 days a week. It's like, you just have to make smarter decisions every day.
If it was just working out, I could do it.
Right. It's the food that gets me. Cause I like the gym. I like, I don't mind exercising. Although I haven't been doing much of it.
neither. I move on set. I've just been doing a ton of shit, but I had a moment. I've been going from writing staff to writing staff. So
and
like,
that's like famously how awful. You put on weight. Yeah.
I was writing on a show with fucking the word donuts in the title. So, and it's like last night too. and like if I want to go through what I ate yesterday, right? I got up. I didn't have any breakfast, which is already like you're fucked.
Yeah.
When you don't have breakfast, you're fucked. You know. At work, they had ordered Jimmy John's for me because they know that's one of my favorites. And it's like
since it was your last day.
But I had also, like, for the room as a bit, I left the cookies that I bought as my goodbye. I went to 7-Eleven, and I said to the guy at the counter, I said, all the taquitos. He's like, what? When you order all the taquitos at a 7-Eleven, it is like fucking like asking for the nuclear codes. The guy's just like, wait, what?
No, it's like Sudafed. It's like, let me see your driver's license. Like, yeah. what are you doing?
Like, I was gonna cook.
You're not giving these to children, are you?
Right. And they put him in like
garbage bag. You got like a hefty bag full of greasy taquitos leaving there.
It was a guy in a hazmat suit comes out. That's hilarious. They put him in this like the 7-Eleven pizza box, and it was something I don't want to say it's We Got the Meats because that's Arby's, but I think like their slogan was like meat it up. No. Which I'm like, that's not a real
meat the verb.
Meat it up.
Meat as a verb.
Yeah. Not even like and not even a good pun, like let's meet somewhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just, or, like, not, that one is not good, but
the
like,
meeting is running long.
The meeting is just meet it up. You're like, oh, you guys didn't go do shit for this. So I bring in the whole taquitos and I bring it to everybody and everybody kind of laughs, right? And my boss like has one. I have like three throughout the day.
The joke is like only on yourself.
Right, it really is. Only on myself. And then I have Jimmy John's on top of it. And then I fucking go down to craft services, have like a slice of pizza down there, bring donuts from home. And then they have like, they had shit. Oh, I forget what I ate that was in there, like a quesadilla. But they have like little things. You're just like, you're eating my, you know, Sean Donnelly. He has a joke about like eats like a 9-year-old's birthday party. Right. And I feel like it's the same thing when you get on set and you get set. Like whenever you get sad at work, the boss is like, hey guys, I know we're here till 2 a.m., but you know what? We have Choco Tacos.
And you're like, oh, well, this is the only thing I earn this by sitting around and typing all day.
Your thighs are starting to get, like my thighs feel like they're getting larger.
This is the heart to heart I had with my this is like my fifth episode this year that has been like I'm trying to get my life together, but I love it. I always had strong legs from just playing sports, and then like this year is the first year that I have like my thighs are like a little fat, and when I sit they look like kind of repulsive, and I was like, fuck, I don't even have the one thing that I used to be like, at least hey, I have a huge gut, but I don't, now I'm just fucking getting nasty.
Is your wife concerned?
She's starting to, and I thank her for it, but it's a thankless job, it's almost an antagonizing job. She's like trying to help me and she's like, babe, don't have another one. And then I get all like, come on. Like, and then I feel like this weird combination of shame and defensiveness where I'm like, dude, it's just fucking one more lamb chop. Who cares?
And she's like a chip.
I know.
One more lamb chop.
She's like, no, just leave it. Eat it tomorrow for lunch. And I'm like, it's there. It's like, I'm still hungry. You don't understand. You know, and I'm like,
so you've really been like a little kid at times.
I'm problematic. I really am. Like, I'm a child because I don't want it. I don't want to be reminded that what I'm doing is incorrect, too, although that's what I need to survive, and she knows that, and she tries to help me, but and I'm not a good listener when it comes. I get so easily defensive. You just had a glass of wine. She's like, what are you talking? That's fine. You're the one who's told me you want to lose weight.
She's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. She's like, she's starting to be like, I'm 36 now. You know, you can't be you can't be super overweight at 40.
No, no. I was losing weight in like October, but because I was like working out all the time and not eating. But it's just tough. Even like with what we do, it's so high and it's so up and down, and it's not like a typical 9-to-5. I guess for me it kind of is, but you're like, but
it's more like a 9-to-9. Right?
It's a 9-to-9, and then you're like joke. You're constantly like like, you know, trying to joke or trying to pitch, and if it doesn't work, it's like a down, or you don't have a fucking idea, so you go into the room and you got like a bunch of chilled peanut butter M&Ms. Right. You put them in the freezer, you know.
And that sounds fucking awesome.
They're so good. Refrigerated candy, underrated.
Yes, frozen Thin Mints is like one of my favorite moves.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Yeah, and that's what's crazy. You're like, well, I'm really busy with this job, so I don't really have time to exercise or make correct choices. But then you realize your end goal in life is to work like that almost full time, right? Like you're like, well, I can't really have no time to exercise because I got this great job that I've been wanting my whole life. And it's like, in a dream scenario, you're doing that 40 weeks out of the year. Yeah. It's like, you might need to learn to do both, right? You might, like, it can't be, you don't want it to be like, Dan, we want to pick you up for a whole, you know, another 23 episodes. Yeah. And you're like, that's going to be fucked up for my health. Like, because it's supposed to be a positive thing, right? You have to learn some sort of weird balance.
What's the darkest meal you've ever had, you think?
Oh, God, the darkest meal I've ever had. I one time ate like, Indian food that I think was like the wrong delivery. But because I ordered food at like 3 a.m. on Postmates, and it came super late, and it was like from a different place, and it wasn't what I ordered at all. But it was like, I was like, this isn't what I ordered. When the guy handed it to me, he's like, just shrugs and like walks away. And I'm like, and it's like something from a different place than I ordered, but it is Indian food, but it's not even the items I ordered. It's like close approximations, as if to say the restaurant was closed. They didn't want to call me, so they just like went to another Indian restaurant and brought me food. And I was just like, and I fucking ate it.
I was like, good?
I don't even like this stuff. It was good. It was fine, but I don't eat, like, I didn't choose those meals. And I still was like, and it's 3:30 and I'm home. Like, I could have like some fucking peanut butter or something instead. Right, right.
3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Once you eat, it's never a good deal to eat at past 12.
And you can really trick yourself into doing it if you work until 12. Like, if you get home from a show at 12, you're like, well, technically I've been up for another 7 hours after dinner. I could eat now. And that's incorrect.
I'm trying to get all that. This is the problem, is we want to talk about food shame, and now I'm just like thinking about the good shit. Like, because I'm planning out, like, because, you know, I'm leaving on Saturday, so I'm hitting all my LA. I want to hit Jitlada.
Oh, good call.
Oh my God, I love that place. Fucking good.
But you know, Jitlada is one of those places where you can eat like a demon, but since it's all like a lot of vegetable heavy and like seafood type stuff, you don't feel like it's not as greasy and heavy and cheese and carbs as a lot of those places.
And then right next to Jitlada, there's this do you know the Pastor taco truck that's in that shoes?
Yeah, that's like by UCB Sunset.
Yeah, that place is unreal.
Because Al Pastor is like one of my favorites.
Oh,
it's really good over there.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I just fucked you up.
Yeah, I'm going to go there after every S-Cat now.
it's delicious.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they have like tiny little sauces next to. Oh my God, it's great.
Yeah, because Cactus Taco Truck is my favorite on Vine.
Oh, I like Cactus. This blows it away.
Oh shit, dude. Oh shit. We just do the opposite of what. We just cut the podcast now, leave, and go eat at fucking 11
you
in the morning.
Your wife, you dye your hair blonde.
Going to New York, where you're at the meatball shop.
Yeah, you live in a Chick-fil-A in the Lower East Side, like it's like the punk movement or something. Oh man, I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich last week, just the original sandwich. You can't beat the original sandwich.
Oh, it
twice.
Fucking works, dude.
My mouth is watering as we say this.
I know, and I haven't eaten yet today, and I'm supposed to make smart decisions all day tonight. And we'll
I had
see.
Half a fritter before I came here.
Do you, at Superior Donuts, are you guys getting donuts all the time?
We have a real donut. Like a real, essentially a real bakery. We bring in stuff from bakery, so every day there's new fresh donuts.
Oh, like
for the set, and they have to get rid of them, so you just can take a box home if you want every night.
That's a disaster. That's a disaster. I don't even like donuts, and that would be a real problem for me.
I mean, I think that the room is the because I think I'm this year I found out I was lactose intolerant, and I haven't stopped. When I eat too much dairy, I fart my ass off immediately. I farted twice in two different rooms this year. You know what I mean?
And you're like supposed to do it zero times.
Yeah, supposed to do it zero times. And not for a bit. Like, not like, oh, this is funny. Like, well, unintentional walking to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Like, I remember I ran, basically power walked to the bathroom so I could get all my farts and diarrhea out. And I got there, and I get in there. And I just, my asshole like puckered open, and it like we always joke, it's like scatting, you know. And apparently my boss was in there, and I just heard the door like slam past me, and apparently my boss just goes in the office and he like hugs the table, and then somebody's like, "What happened?" He goes, "I feel like I was violated." Like I was just hard shitting.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I describe that as I shit like in Deadliest Catch when like they open up the fucking basket and like crabs and a boot fall out. Like, that's like how I shit. It's just like open
Amelia Earhart's in it. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, did you do that?
I can take like a 3-pound shit in like 4 seconds. It just comes out of me. Like it's always like sometimes I take a shit. I'm like, if I waited 3 more minutes, I would have destroyed my car or something.
Yeah. Yeah. How many times have you shit your pants?
Oh, a number of times. not in a few years. Not in a few years. One time I shit my pants right here, standing here, and I have 2 bathrooms 8 feet away. I was like in the middle of playing a video game, and instead of hitting pause, I was like, "Oh, I guess I don't have to shit." But I was standing because I was like, and then I went, "Oh, the fart will help me." And you know, like I just took a high risk fart. I rolled the dice on a fart and came up snake eyes.
I remember one time I was driving Mike Lawrence to a gig. I don't think he'd care about the story, but he was like,
"I'm sure he wouldn't." Yeah, former guest from the Marvel episode.
He's like, "Pull over." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "I have to go." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? I have to go to the bathroom. Just leave me here." I'm like, "Do you want me to wait?" And he goes, "Leave me." And he just ran out of the fucking car in the middle of the day on Sunset. And I'm like, I guess that's the last time I'm ever seeing Mike. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, he's going to blow his head off on the chinner. Good, solid Lawrence impression.
Leave me. Yeah, at all. Well, Racine has the most act. Mike Racine is a comic in New York. Me and Mike and his wife and my girlfriend went to this sit-down Mexican place in Frogtown 2 nights ago, and it's fucking killing me like now what the name of it, but I
haven't. But it was really good.
Oh, it was unreal. It was like the best mole sauce I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, shit. I love good mole, dog.
This is bad. We're going like back and forth.
I know. Have you done anything? Have you made any behavior changes that have worked for you to like prevent stuff?
I went to one. Have you ever gone to an OA meeting?
I have not. No.
I went to one and it was just me and a bunch of real fat moms. And, you know, it kind of, you know, they're like, they're going through shit, you know, it's very emotional. But like they put us in a room in a church where it was just us and a popcorn machine. Like it was an old dilapidated popcorn machine that had broken down in the basement of the church. And it was almost this like weird reminder that like it's never going to go away.
Yeah,
it
felt
like
we
were all in a Tom Waits song, you know?
Like a black and white shot of the popcorn machine as you like look at it and a single tear streaks down your face.
Teardrops on the popcorn, yeah.
How did that feel? Because are you a meeting guy for in any
I
other?
I do the AA meetings. Yeah. And I've gone to almost every different, I'm not everyone, but I've gone to a lot of different ones. I definitely qualify for AA. I actually find out I don't qualify for other fellowships. But the only one, I think I qualify for OA. I just don't think that I want to do it.
Right.
But do I think it works? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what I just don't think I want to do it.
Yeah, interesting. My big thing is I try to have like at least a healthy breakfast. Like I'm just knocking 30% of my day down, where I have like 2 hard-boiled eggs and a coffee with no sugar is like
great.
I try to just start my day like that, recently I've been exercising in the morning, and I feel like I've said this on a lot of podcasts, but I used to like judge people who were like, "I don't feel right unless I exercise in the morning." And I would be like, "Okay, tough guy, you fucking bullshit artist." Then I started exercising in the morning and my days were like markedly better. Like truly like brain-wise, body-wise, gastrointestinal tract-wise. And then I also made smarter decisions because I started the day with like a big willpower move of getting up and exercising.
Yeah, it's hard for me to work out in the morning. I feel so weak.
Right.
Know?
Yeah, and it's almost like I should just do, and also when I do it in the morning, I can't put anything in front of it. You know what I mean? Like if I'm like, I'm going to go to the gym at 3 today, if I get an audition, I'll be like, well, I probably should look at this. And then I don't look at, you know, an audition and I just skip the gym too. Like the less stuff I can by putting it in the morning, I can't put anything in front of it, and that kind of really helps. And I don't eat like a weird fat lunch and then like skip the gym that afternoon because I'm like, I'm full from lunch or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we've had so many like we get like, especially too, like we'll get like a, you know, in the beginning it would be like, oh, like for our work, we'll get like, oh, we're going to get like table tater tots to share. But then it just turns into like by the end of it, table prime rib. And we're all like cutting pieces off the prime rib for our side of other type of steak we're eating. You know?
Right, because that's like a legendary thing. I had Phil Rosenthal from Raymond on over, and he was talking about like the writer's room lunch is like how you get, like, it's just like we can order on Raymond, they would order like whatever they wanted every single day. And it's like, that's not the best for people who have like willpower issues. You need to get on one of those shows where like the showrunner is like trying to turn their life around. And it's like, we're ordering salads for everybody. There are some adults in the room, and I say adults meaning like people make responsible choices. There's always guys and gals getting salads. Right. And then you could also get one, but you're like, we're going from this place. This place has the best burgers, dude. I'm not going to not get a burger. And someone else is like, I'm getting a salad because it's Wednesday, you know, like can't have a burger for lunch on a Wednesday.
And I'm already like this week, I'm like, oh, you know, it's my last week in here. I should be able to treat myself. Have all the LA restaurant, you know, like even though, like once every 2 weeks it'll be a Jitlada.
Right.
But a lot of times it'll be sliders at Arby's at fucking 1 a.m.
Right. Yeah. You know? And then I'm the same as you where I'll just make a blanket excuse. I'll be like, well, my brother-in-law's in town. What am I going to not take him out to pool?
Right. And I'm like, you guys close?
Yeah, not really, but I need the excuse. You know, like, and you're saying like, oh, I'm only in LA for a couple more days, so I'm going to hit all my favorites. When you land in New York, you'll be like, well, I'm first week back. I'm going to hit all my New York.
Starting a new job. That's stressful. I'm starting a new job. It's going to be a cool show. I'm going to be nervous about pitching. I might as well have a pair of people. My girl's not going to be there. I'm going to be fucking lonely.
Oh, yeah.
I already have it set up.
And when you're lonely, the greatest comfort in the world is a full belly.
Yeah.
I don't find something more satisfying than eating a ton of food and then going immediately to sleep. There's like not something that's, or at least like immediately to lie down. Like if I could lay down and eat a fucking two entrees and watch a movie every single night, that would be what I would do.
Oh my God.
If I was single, I would be 600 pounds.
Do you realize that if you and me were gay men or Donnelly, if you, like we would be in a happy, loving relationship and we'd be dead at 37, you know, and it would be just from diabetes, right. You know? Like we were in, I'm even thinking about it now, man, because I'm gonna be like in the East Village living, and I already know the bagel.
You got a spot around there.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
My lady's got a place, so I'm just gonna move in with her. But they have like, you know, like just the fucking big New York bagels where the fucking cream cheese is like overflowing.
Where it's in the hole in like a big wad. It
looks like the bagel's like trying to keep this juicy secret as the fucking scallion cream cascades.
As you take the bite and it squirts off the, and then you get to lick it off the, like you're licking it out of a crack. Front licking fucking cheese frosting out of some dude's crack. And a garlic everything crack. God, I fucking, I've like a few things in my life I've sort of convinced myself I don't really appreciate that much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really eat sweets. I don't like donuts and bagels. I've like convinced myself that are like, they're just so evil, don't eat them. So I make like adjacently terrible choices, you know?
Like what?
Like I would go like get a sausage, egg, and cheese every day and be like, well, you know, it's like got protein. Like it's like lie to myself. It's like, well, it's not like it's just a bunch of cheese on bread.
Being back in Jersey is Taylor ham, egg, and cheese.
Oh, I fucking love those.
Oh my God. It feels like somebody did all the parts of taking the meat parts you don't like, and they're like, we're just gonna leave you the taste. Yeah. Meat's already tasty.
Yeah, it's like, it's practically bologna. We used to eat fried bologna sandwiches growing up. My dad,
I've never had a fried bologna sandwich.
Oh, it's really good. It's really good. It's not that, it's like salty.
It's just all salt.
Yeah, but it's fucking great. It's great.
And I've had how many pizzas alone have you eaten by yourself, like full pizzas?
Oh God, I've taken a,
you think it's over 500 in your lifetime?
In my lifetime? A full pizza alone to the dome.
Yeah, a full pizza to your dome. Do you think it's over 100?
It's over 100.
And
it's definitely over 100.
Yeah.
Right? That's not crazy, right?
Here's
that's
the thing, like, is like, I've done the thing where I'll do all order and I get six slices. I'll eat six of the slices or five and I'll be like, oh, I have self-control.
The only time I don't really order, like, if I'm ordering for myself, I won't order a pizza to myself because pizza is something that comes up so often in life where someone's like, we're ordering a pizza or you're working something and they're we're getting pizza. Right. So I never really get it for myself. I make unhealthy choices, but when there's like a group of people and they order a bunch of pizzas, I will like, not secretly like I'm hiding it, but like no one's keeping track. So I'll put down like seven slices in like a social setting and be like, on the drive home, I'll say to my wife, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like hell. What was in that pizza? And she's like, I'm fine. I had a slice and a half. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I had seven and a bunch of dip and like ranch dressing on every crust.
Oh my God. Ranch has fucked me up, dude.
Creamed sauces are like fried meats, heavy breads, and like creamed sauces and cheeses are my undoing. Yeah. If I could have like fucking a chicken cutlet, bacon, cheese, lettuce, and mayo sub every night, I think I would.
Oh my God, it sounds amazing. My this is a couple exes ago. It's a girl from like 6 or 7 years ago, but like she like put the pizza in the garbage. She knew it could be, and then in the middle of the night, she was like, "You went to that garbage and got pizza, didn't you?" And I said, "Yeah." There's another girl who I was hooking up with. Like we had spent this whole couple months building up like this, like dirty texting, G-chat. This was years ago. Like we're gonna fuck, right? And then so we met up in a hotel and we fucked, and it was kind of fun. But I leave in the middle of the night, and she goes, "Where did you go?" And I was like, "I went to go have a couple slices of pizza." And then she never fucked me again. It was like that was the thing where she's you like, were "Oh, like, the mystery is is gone."
And you were like in like that salacious part of your life where you're like, "Oh, this is nice. I'm incognito meeting up with a woman in a hotel to have sex." You're like, "Might as well also do my other vice while we're here. drive through a McDonald's and grab a quarter pounder, eat it in my car, and then come back in and go, shh, go back to sleep."
One time I got out of a ticket. I was doing a road college gig and I had bombed that night and I went to McDonald's and I got a whole bag of shit and I was driving. I think I took the wrong turn. I forget, or didn't do a turn signal and the cop pulled me over. And then to get out of the ticket, all I had to do was I said I bombed and then I listed how much shit I got in the McDonald's. And he goes, "Ah, man, it's cool." And he let me go.
He's like, "I'm not piling on. This poor guy's not." Yeah. He's like, "You don't have any guns or belts or shoelaces in there." You have a friend at the hotel who can check in on you, right?
No, the plastic bag over my head is in the toy. It's the toy that they.
It's nothing like being in your mid 30s and a stranger offering you a life alert bracelet. Maybe just wear this in case you fall in the tub, you fat fucking. Yeah, but every year it gets to be like more and more like, oh shit, I really got it. And then like started going to a doctor for the first time in like, you know, 8 years. And
you think they're going to be like, yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, the doctor's going to be like, you're fine. Like, yeah, of course you're a little. But
what did the
like,
doctor say?
He's like, you have to lose weight. Like, you know what I mean? Like a doctor like looks you in the eye and is like, I'm like, well, he's like, your numbers on this are weird. This is a little weird, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, what should I do? What pill should I take? He's like, if you lost weight, you would fix all that. And I was like, okay, what are the other choices? Sounds good, Doc. I love that pitch, but let's see some alts.
Do you have like a brisket pill?
Is there like a barbecue diet I can go on? Do you have something that's mostly wings? Wings is like a big downfall of mine.
Is that the number one?
I think Taco Bell or Mexican is the. I can really go ham on like Mexican. And I think I. You talk about saying.
Yeah, have you had the fries yet? Taco Bell fries?
Yes, they're fucking great. They're like cooked Andy Cap fries that you get to dip in cheese. It's oh God, it's disgusting. I can't. The thing that Taco Bell had going for it wise is that it didn't have like a brick of potato carbs that you could dip in cheese. Now it does. You said you found out this year you were lactose intolerant or recently.
Yeah, I think I am. I still haven't gotten the test yet, but there is no way I am not lactose intolerant.
I think I'm gluten intolerant, and it's like I. The doctor was like, I'm like describing stuff to him. He's like, well, there is one way to tell is just take it out of your diet for a few weeks and see if you feel better. And I went, I got a little bit of a scare of him being like, yeah, you really need to lose weight. So for like 6 weeks, I didn't eat gluten. And I was like, yep, I have a gluten allergy because I'm now shitting once or twice a day rather than six. And I'm like in and out, feel better. I feel less bloated all the time and shit. I was like, damn it.
I feel bloated all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, you always like, I know I'm fat, but like, why do I also feel like this is, my pants from yesterday don't fit me. Like,
I feel bloated and then I feel like stretchy. And yeah. Just,
and then when you feel bloated, you don't feel good about yourself. And you like look at yourself in the mirror. Like, it's so hard, like, trying on clothes. Like, and all my wife wants me to do is, like, dress nicer, and I'm just like...
Do you fuck with your sex life sometimes, too? Like, if you'll...
Yes, yes, dude.
You're like, I can't, I don't want to do it tonight.
Yeah, or, like, I feel gross, or, like, I went too wild at dinner. You know, like, every once in a while, we'll say, like, go to a good restaurant, and we'll be, like, ahead of time, be like, are we going to eat, like, to the point of not fucking tonight? Like, and we're like... Yeah, okay, TFTF. We call it too fat to fuck. Streeter Seidel gave us that name. You're like, oh, I'm too fat to fuck. It's like, yeah. That's fine. We'll
or
take
you do the fucking before the restaurant.
That's what we've been... That's like the lifesaver of like a 10-year relationship is like, let's fuck at 5:45 and then get in the oh, Uber. Shit, then start... Oh, you're right?
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. No, I didn't crack anything.
No, you're fine. All right. Then let's have some wine and get in the Uber. Like, it's like, let's get it out of the way. But then it starts to feel weird. It's like, well, what time should we leave by? 6:30? Oh, it's 6:10. All right, perfect. Get it, go in the room.
Let's do it.
Yeah, but also being overweight affects fucking sex life too. I'm like, have to, like, and maybe I'm making poor choices, but I'm also like, I gotta get my fucking gut out of the way so we can like have a reasonable sex experience.
Reasonable sex experience.
It's like, I don't need to put my gut on top of you while we have sex. Like, I feel bad. I don't want this here. Yeah, I had a thing where my gut was getting so big for a minute that when I would sleep on my side, I would wake up and my like back would hurt a little bit. And I could tell because it's like your gut is just like pulling you at an angle.
Do you have the one fat guy that you're like, oh, I'm not him?
Oh, yeah, I have a few of those. And they're close friends.
Well, at least I'm not this guy.
Yeah, I used to for a long time, and this is fucked up, like use my wife as like a justification where I'd be like, I mean, I have a beautiful, amazing relationship, so like, I'm not that fucked. I'm not.
I think
that
every guy does that. I do that too, where I'm like, I'm losing weight, and then I'll kick my coverage, and I'm like, it's my personality's a 10.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this chick loves me. Who cares what I look like? Also,
I'm funny. I'm
not
pussy.
This
I'm good.
Fat, yeah, like I'm not this fat sad dude. I'm this fat happy dude. It's different. Fat happy dudes still die from the same cardiac arrest as sad dudes.
They still lose a foot.
Yeah. You could be smiling, but we're cutting your fucking foot off, pal.
We're cutting your food. Yeah, we're cutting your fucking food. Yeah, you're still gonna be the smelliest thing at the aquarium in that wheelchair.
What a dark realization. I recently went to Dallas, and no offense to Dallas, it was a lovely city, but you and I could be models there. Some cities in America outside of like the major ones, you could really. I'm like, everyone's 300 pounds and in pickup trucks and in sweatpants and like big fucking size triple XL blank t-shirts.
Their dogs are fat.
Yeah.
Like, do you have a lot of, like, cause I have this, there's a couple guys on Instagram who follow me who are like the bearded community.
Yeah.
And, like I was saying before, we'd be the happiest relationship. Like, some of those dudes, like, I think I've seen fucking Gemberling, I've seen Donnelly. Where they'll like just put pictures of us or whatever and be like, you know, like, but they'll be that or like, ooh, he looks great. But then you'll realize like, it'll be immediately going to go ahead because it'll be pictures of like you guys or me and then pictures of what they ate for lunch that day.
Yeah, yeah, and you're like,
it'll be like a pancake sandwich and then John Gemberling in underwear in Broad City. And you're just like, this is. Fucking,
it's like, it's one part flattering. I really enjoy the flattery of like, I don't care. I would not interested, but very excited to hear that even dudes want to fuck me. Like,
right,
I'm just
right.
happy to hear I'm fuckable.
I'm totally flattered until I see the food and I'm like,
yeah. And then you realize like they're, And then that, then you start to realize, like, that must be a fun relationship if you're just, like, two fat dudes in love. Like, you just eat
and I try to jerk off to gay porn. I'm like, can this work out?
Can I do this? We could just eat whatever we want and just, like, work out and, like, fart and fuck and shit. And then I'm like, ah, I really like breasts. yeah, a lot of bear fans, a lot of people who are, like, post some weird video and post some weird sketch or a picture and they're like, would love to see it shirtless. I'd be like, no, you wouldn't. Trust me. Like, I don't even want to see it shirtless.
Obviously, you know, I'm in a very new relationship, but I wasn't getting like hit on all the time or anything. As a guy, you still have to make the first move or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, when you're like a fat bearded guy, like the people who want it fucking want it.
Yeah, because there's
bear, fetish. It's like
there's bear chasers in the female community too. Yes, like of there's course. Straight women who want like because of being married to me for so long, I think my wife's type, one of her types is this now. Like whether like, you know, the Zac Brown Band or whatever, she's like, whoa, who's this fucking thick guy with like a leather bracelet?
It's like that, and then it's like him, and then also the drummer for Alabama Shakes, the woman. I don't know, just the singer. It starts blending into the same. Like, who is this guy? I remember when I was watching a documentary with my ex, and Mick Foley came up, and she was like, who's that? And I'm like, Mick Foley?
Mick Foley is, I'm two decisions away from being Mick Foley.
Yeah, he has half his teeth in a Japanese fucking death match, and that's...
Fingers crossed, that's where I end up.
Also, I am glad I'm leaving Glendale, because there is this... It's the Scylla and Charybdis. I think that's how you say it. It's like right near me on my road. It's a Burger King right across from a McDonald's. So I'll do the thing where I'll get the original chicken sandwich at Burger King.
The and long then get, one?
Yeah.
That's literally the best fucking fast food sandwich alive. I like it more than a Big Mac. I like it more
you
than
like
a
more than Chick-fil-A?
I like it more than Chick-fil-A. That, yeah. To me, that long one is
what... Do you get the cheese on it? I order cheese on
it. Oh, just the lettuce and mayo that where it becomes like coleslaw on it. That's my... Where the mayo gets hot from the chicken.
Ketchup on it too or no?
No, just straight.
Just like, straight.
Just fucking two down in a row. You shoot the two. I just stack them and fucking push them down.
One in your mouth and then one other guy's pegging you with the other one.
They meet in the middle.
In the middle. Yeah.
I get spit roasted.
I'll do the loop around and then sometimes I'll... And then the McFlurry at the McDonald's.
Ooh, yeah.
And then I'll go back to the Burger King parking lot because they have a more spacious parking lot.
And eat in the car.
Yeah, I'll listen to a pro wrestling podcast.
Eating in the car. Eating... Because I'm a big stoned eater too. And when you find yourself like eating at home alone with a pot, like the other day I was just like listening to a podcast in my living room, eating standing, like just like on the headphones. I just like pop in, jam down like 12 wings. And then like, I'm like, what is wrong with me? I just love food so fucking much.
Yeah.
I wish I could just get up about salad and I can... My goal in life is to get to like hard-boiled egg and coffee for breakfast, salad and something light salad with some protein on it for lunch, and then flex on dinners a little bit, but still be healthy. But like if you just get like 60% of your meals to be healthy, it's like you feel like you can fuck around a little.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it's not going to be... Yeah.
Because it's like those are the days where you get fucked is where you have like kind of a shitty lunch and then you're like, oh, I can't even really eat dinner.
Well, if I have a shitty lunch, I'm just like, well, I'm already in it, so fuck this.
See, that's the thing. I can't pull out either. Yeah. And like if it's Tuesday and I've like missed the gym Monday and Tuesday and like maybe ate like shit Tuesday, I'll be like, fuck it, we'll start Monday. And now that's like 6 days away, and it's like, what am I doing here? I'm postponing. I'll just be like I had some friends in town, then I went to South by Southwest, and then I came back to having
South by in Austin.
Oof, brutal.
And down that strip, I even get like the big pizza slices they have there.
Yeah, and I'm from New York, and I still like, oh, I'm in Texas, better try one of these big-ass slices of pizza. I ate so much while I was there. Here's something that happened to me there that's upsetting. You know, like, hotel bathrooms are always kind of weird the way they're built. Like, the shower doesn't have a door sometimes.
Oh,
and it's like,
I hate the see-through
the half glass.
Bathrooms.
Oh, the see-through
bathrooms, or and then the see-through glass. What is
what
that
the
about?
Fuck that. And then the worst part is often across from a mirror. Ugh. And I get it if you're fucking like Sharon Stone in Sliver. You want to have like doggy style and like
that's the reference you need.
Like from the shower, you can have sex and look in the mirror. But like when I'm in the shower and I turn and I see myself in the nude, like, you know, and
because when you're a fat guy by your own, it's you're not naked, you're in the nude.
I know. When you're just like, it's like one thing to be like, I got my shirt off, or like I have my pants off in an intimate setting, I'm erect, so it like looks reasonable. But when you see yourself fully naked, like after eating or like post like a hangover in the shower in the morning, you look, turn the mirror, and you just see your fucking, you can't back, really you see your dick from
I have
my,
like a flat ass, so yeah, it's like my back and my and it's just patches of hair.
I have an insane flat ass too. I have such a gut and no ass, it's impossible for me to keep jeans up.
Oh, I moon people all the time.
Right, I'm the same way. I have these like running shorts that I love, and they just can't stay up because I have no butt. Ugh, but I'm so fucking, I'm like, my body's being pulled like a bow because my gut is so far out in front.
My body's being pulled.
I end up walking like fucking Bluto from Popeye because my gut leads
well,
me.
Well, I will say in your defense, like, you are a guy that me and Donnelly both use, and probably you fucked us up this way. We're like, well, here's the thing about Gabrus. Real handsome face. Yeah. Real pretty face. And he's sexy. And I think that us saying that then makes me not go on a date for 8 days. Right. Not, I mean, a meal, not a date.
Right, right.
Maybe not a date either. But yeah, it's just like,
it's one of those things you can tell, you like, I'm actually pretty handsome. And it's like, yeah. I do feel that way. But when you're it's like I keep giving myself excuses to not take care of myself. And now
you
I'm
would
like,
probably be thinner if you had a less attractive face.
Yeah, I might
be. Definitely be, because you'd be like, I can't get away with this shit.
Yeah, if I had bad skin, I would be like, fuck, I gotta lose. I can't be the fat guy with bad skin.
Oh my
like,
God.
Yeah. It's fucked up, man. And now it's not even about aesthetics anymore. Because I clearly don't care about the way I look. You're looking at me currently in this outfit. I don't mind that much. But
when you picked up the phone when I was out here, I was like, was he just asleep?
I woke up and put this on. Working from home, not having a lot of stuff to do every day really can make you.
It's a nice apartment, though. You'd think more stuff was going on for John in this apartment. It's a very nice apartment.
Yeah, I again am just holding on to some my wife has a full-time job, makes good money. Like, I'm lotto winner here.
You have like feast and then famine.
Yes, yes. That's exactly what I have. And I'm currently in a famine. I haven't had to like teach improv or wait tables in a long time. So I'm like completely happy with my career. So that's all that matters to me.
Yeah.
Now my new survival job is podcasting. That's like, and then I hope to get some TV shit or some road shit on top of it. But I tie a lot of my healthiness to career success too. When I'm doing better career wise, I'm doing better health wise. Cause I start to be like,
oh, really?
It's really happening. Like, I'm feeling positive. And then it's like, I got to shoot today. I better be, I don't know. I've never had like 7 weeks on the same job, you know, but like when I'm acting in a gig or like guest starring, I'm not going to go ape shit on food because I'm like, I'm here for one day. Let's just be smart. And then when I'm hustling, I'm doing well. I find myself, the more stuff I have going on, the better decision. When I'm left to my own devices, like today, I don't have much to do except some errands. I'm supposed to do some writing. I'll start like writing and then be like, bad choices. Like, let's get high.
Then after that 45 minutes is done.
Right, exactly. After I'm like, well, actually, I'm really starting to put some stuff into place here, so I can probably let this rest. Like,
I look down and you've just drawn a Pizza Hut. There's no actual letter.
This is going to be pretty funny. Let's take a break. Well, time to relax. What are a weak situation for you that you know you try not to even put yourself in? Do you have anything like that?
Well, the problem is that I keep putting myself in those situations.
Same.
I try not to do the order the pizza at night anymore because because it is very similar to hangover the next day.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that, like, you know, my lady like cooks, and hopefully she's gonna cook healthy shit in New York.
That's why I benefit from that a lot. That saves me like 2 nights a week from being like a monster, or 3 nights a week.
Right.
Yeah. That makes total. I need to think about my big mantra is like thinking about Gabrus tomorrow, thinking about Gabrus 2 weeks from today. Because like, I can't think like outside the minutes ahead of me. So I make these decisions and then it's like, you ever like eat an insane dinner and then the next day you forget that you have like a kind of a meeting at 11 or an audition or something like half diarrheaing and like kind of like food hungover and like trying to get your day started. You're on the shitter and you're like half memorizing lines because you were eating all. And then you're like, if I could do this. I can eat like a garbage monster, but maybe not the night before something, you know, like maybe keep in mind that tomorrow. And like, that's what I've been trying to do more and more is like, all right,
it'll fuck your whole day up.
Yeah. You can fuck your whole day. Like, and that's all I used to really like, what's the word I'm looking for? Sabotage myself with food or behavior and be like, I guess I'll stay up till playing video games till 3 a.m. tonight. Meanwhile, it's the only time ever that I have to be somewhere at 9 a.m. the next day. I like just make the wrong choice because I can't think. Yeah. And it's like one of those things where I'm like, 2 weeks from now, like it'll be a cumulative effort. If I don't eat shitty for 2 weeks, like I can really make myself feel better. I have to think about that. Like, think about like, oh, I'm a little hungry now, but if I'm a little hungry 5 days in a row, when I go to bed, I will be so much better off like on Saturday. And then maybe on Saturdays when I do have plans to go out to eat and it's like, just make it till Saturday and then flex on Saturday's meal. Like what I'm trying to work on. And it's not it because you can, like you're saying, like you said earlier, you can always make excuses. Like someone's always visiting, or you can always have a bad show or a good show, or be stuck at work late or get out early. Like that's I'm out early. I can go eat here. I'm stuck late. I better eat here. Like you can just like keep finding reasons.
There's always reasons, you know? And I mean, I think that the big thing is that I have to stop looking at it as a reward.
Yes.
You have to find like other fun things to fucking do.
Right.
You know?
That's like the thing about like all drugs. It's like, because like I'll use weed as a reward sometimes, and then it'll be like 10
well,
days.
Those two are connected, right? Yeah. Like you smoke weed, and there's no way you can eat like shit.
Right. I can eat. For a while, and I was so proud of myself, and people on this podcast are probably tired of hearing of it. I was doing so well using weed as my only like reward, where it was like, hey, if you eat a salad for lunch and don't eat shitty at dinner, you're allowed to smoke weed again tomorrow. But if you if you get high and eat a shitty dinner, you can't. You have to. You're not allowed to smoke weed tomorrow. So I'd be like eating like chicken and broccoli and shit like that. Eating.
When do you get hungry? When you smoke weed or no?
Yeah, but like then I eat like regular food in. You know what I mean? Like I eat like what Tiff makes for dinner, and I eat like chicken breasts and some spinach and a sweet potato, and I'm like, I got high and ate, and that was good, and that was delicious. I don't need gross stuff. Like that's what I need to like. I call those meals fun meals. What's wrong with me? You know what I mean? Like,
The disgusting meal. What's the number one meal? What's the best meal you've ever had in your entire life?
The best meal I've ever had. Ooh, that's a good question. Ooh, I'll have to think about that. What's your best meal?
I was in Spain, and it sounds like the beginning of like, you know, Batman or something like 20 years ago. I was in Spain, and I was on this farm. And all the animal, everything was cooked from that farm, and they'd slaughtered all the animals. And the guy had like caught an octopus the earlier in the morning, and like so we were eating like fried octopus and eating steak. That was pretty incredible.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, one of my best meals was in Tuscany. A lunch at like what I thought was a deli, but ended up being like the most fantastic little Italian.
Yeah,
a dude pulls up on a Vespa with like a big fucking paper roll over his shoulder, like an 80-year-old Italian guy comes in, he kisses throws it down, and it's a fucking prosciutto leg. Like, it over. The guy who's running the place slices off a piece, and he's like, to me, I'm with Nick Pally and Adam Pally and Nick Offerman.
Adam's a great guy.
Yeah, and Adam's a buddy. Nick Offerman, I don't know that well, but I worship. So it was like, I'm at lunch with these guys. This dude's slicing off prosciutto, the owner of their place, and handing it to us in his hand. Like, no glove. He's like leaning on a brick of cheese, and then he's like, oh, you guys want cheese? And like, takes his elbow off of it. It's like so old fashioned. And we ate there, drank like 3 bottles of wine. It was like a 2.5 hour lunch.
You didn't even like grab from your hands. You just, you use your teeth.
Yeah, I just said body of Christ and opened my mouth.
Body of Christ.
Amen. fuck. Well, I want you when you go back to New York to be smarter.
I'm going
to
try,
build
man.
Build a routine.
Hit me up in New York. We'll go out to eat.
Yes.
That's just like completely nosedive.
Blow it all away. Let's go to Mr. Dumpling.
we go to TGI Fridays, sit in the same table Mike Pence at.
Isn't that the worst thing, though? Don't you hate that the most when you eat shitty and you didn't really enjoy it? Or like
the worst is like a Ruby Tuesdays or a TGI.
Yeah, you're like, you kind of just have to do it out. Or like you're on the road and it's like, so the person you're with is like, let's just grab McDonald's breakfast. And you're like, no, I don't want to blow my shitty meal now. Right. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And my buddy Evan, it's like, we went to Ruby Tuesday's. I'm like, none of this shit was good.
Right. None of it was good.
All bad.
And I didn't enjoy it. And now I like, at least if I'm going to eat unhealthy, I want to like it to be an indulgence where I'm excited. Yeah. But build yourself a little routine in New York, you know, even if you, how far away is the office? Is it in like
it's in Hell's Kitchen? I know a good hot dog vendor.
It's in between two Gray. You like label it as like five restaurants. You're like, the Grace Papaya's on the north corner. You know, the Mexican Papaya.
There's Grace Papaya south, Grace Papaya north.
Yeah, but maybe because that commute will be shorter than wherever you're commuting here in LA. Maybe you can get up and get like a jog or a long walk or some sort of weights.
I'm going to try to get, here's the one plan I have is that I'm not going to fucking think about gyms in terms of prices. I'm going to think about it in terms of location.
Just whatever pick one gym is right by your office or
right by where I live. That's the gym I go to. I'm not going to fucking go to someplace far away.
Anymore. Yeah. You're going to just pick a place that's close, even if it is one of those $80 a month, $90, $100 a month.
That's
gyms.
Fine.
Yeah,
just like, so I can go back, take a shower and then come back.
Right. Exactly. So you can like, you know, that's what you need in the morning. Yeah. Exactly. Or when you can hit it on the way home if like you don't
get
there.
I know we're not supposed to do it. I'm going to text on this podcast my girlfriend and be like, hey, what's the closest gym to your area?
Yes. Do that right
now.
Breaking the high and mighty phone rule because this is a life saving.
This is important. This is a life saving. Okay. Here we go.
And can you also text my wife and tell her I did already go to the gym, so I'm allowed to eat whatever I want today?
Part of your fucking web of lies.
She's like, who is this?
What's the?
I'm in your other room.
What's the closest gym to you in New York? Guys, this is a bit.
This is
shit.
Huge.
This is huge. all right, so
Dan just ate two crullers while typing that.
That's why I wasn't talking for the first
Let me send a text.
Get it in before the text comes back.
So Dan, you have a special coming out.
I don't. I have an album coming out.
Oh, an album. I apologize.
You like Make My Career. You have an HBO special. Actually, no, it's on Bing.
Album special.
No, I'm doing an album in May on 800 Pound Gorillas. It's called No Real Winners Here. It's my next album. So check that out when it comes. Hopefully I'll be going on tour in the fall with it. I also have a wrestling podcast. If any wrestling fans on here, Total Effing Marks.
There's definitely overlap because people tweeted me asking me to do, because I had McCarthy on talking about wrestling. I had Dan Black on talking about wrestling. You should come back and talk about wrestling when I come to New York.
Yeah, there's so many of us. But this is, it's on All Things Comedy. It's their wrestling podcast. So yeah, check that out.
Total Effing Marks.
Yeah, I'll be in New York doing stand up and check out and I'll be writing on the break with Michelle Wolf, so when that comes out
and when Superior Donut starts airing.
Yes, it already has been. So
Monday, but the most recent
on Mondays at 9 o'clock on CBS. So check that out.
And what's your Twitter handle so people can tweet us their food bottoms?
Yeah. Text me. DS Germain, and on Instagram I'm Dan St. Germain.
All right. Yeah. So now the bear chasers can go ape shit. Now all the guys who follow me.
If I get to 10,000 followers on Instagram, I will suck all of the bear dicks. So please
be careful. They'll activate. Yeah, they'll activate the community.
Fucking slurp it up like a honeycomb. So
I'm at Gabris on Twitter and Instagram now. I have it's May. This is coming out a little later. I don't know what I have going on, but you can listen to Action Boys, my other podcast, or Raised by TV on Earwolf.
Killing it.
Yeah, Don. Killing it. Three podcast cuts.
Baby.
Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.